I extend to you my warmest greetings from Honganji in Kyoto as we welcome the new year. It is my hope that everyone is well. Here in Japan, 1 year and 10 months have passed since the East Japan Great Earthquake, and yet more than 100,000 people are still unable to return to their homes as they continue to live in evacuation center housing filled with uncertainty. Personally, I find the events of the 750th Memorial for Shinran Shonin and the suffering of people, including the pain from the East Japan Great Earthquake, to be inseparable. With the people victimized by the Great Earthquake as well as affected regions, each being faced with their own suffering and challenges, it is important that we first assist in support and recovery efforts. Although physical recovery efforts are mainly the job of the government, I feel that spiritual support provided through religious activities are also very meaningful. Following the recent East Japan Great Earthquake, attention was focused on relief and volunteer activities conducted by various religious organizations. To this day, their efforts steadily continue. The emotional support from those overseas has also been of great encouragement. I would like to share with you a tragic event that took place in 1755. A massive earthquake and tsunami that also brought about a deadly fire had engulfed and destroyed the entire city of Lisbon, Portugal. This served as the motivation to make improvements in creating buildings that are more earthquake-proof. Yet, it has also been said that an impact was also seen on the people's faith in Christianity, because God in Christianity is considered as the all-knowing and almighty. From the Japanese religious stance, however, we have a tendency to accept natural calamities just as they are and do not try to analyze the occurrence. Thus, it seems that our memory and recollections of such events tend to fade and are difficult in being transmitted. Although natural disasters such as earthquakes occur regardless of human activity, if those who live in the disaster-stricken areas forget about what occurred, ignoring what happened, could result in repeating the same mistakes or worse. With this as a prime opportunity, I feel that we must not stop at materialistic restoration, but rather as a fellow earthly being, I would also like to reflect on ideological and religious issues, that is, our common values and how we perceive things, regardless of whether we are conscious of it or not. For example, it is the view that advancements in scientific technology and economic competition improves one's life and increases happiness. Although technological advancements and economic strength may be effective in solving both challenges at hand and tasks that are simple, In the long term, there is the possibility of losing control with no limitations to our humanly cravings. Issues including global warming and bioethics are linked to human desire and making a profit. Doing so without restriction, we are prone to cause an irreversible outcome. This is an issue that is deeply connected with Buddhism. The beauty of Mount Fuji and other mountains and valleys throughout the world are all results of volcanic activity and movements in the Earth's crust. Nuclear energy may seem efficient in the present situation. However, not only would it be a problem should an accident occur, but with today's technology, we continue to create radioactive waste that we do not know how to properly dispose of, forcing the problem onto our children and grandchildren. We cannot simply pick and choose just what is convenient, nor do we have the power to control nature. It is my hope that the measures we take will not simply end as temporary solutions, but rather they will help to make a positive change in our social values and enable to control our self-centeredness and realize a sustainable society.